Welcome back. 1244, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And joining me now, Washington Times White House reporter Dave Boyer. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Doing just fine. I saw your story. U.S. warns Russia to quell crisis with eye on Ukraine's May 25th elections. I'm assuming Putin immediately put on the brakes. He responded and he obeyed.
Sadly, you assumed wrong, Andy. Yeah. No, there's no indication either from Russia or their supporters in Ukraine that anything has changed because of anything the White House said yesterday. And really, the White House didn't have much more to offer than it has in the past about, you know, the Obama administration is ready to impose deeper sanctions along with its European allies, but they have not done so yet.
Yeah. It's getting real ugly now. I would have 40 people dead yesterday. Is that what I understand?
Yeah, there was a really horrible incident in the city of Odessa in southern Ukraine, I believe, over the weekend. I think it was late Friday, actually, in which, you know, people were being held in a building, pro-Russian supporters, and there was a fire, and 40-some people were killed. And then as the Ukrainian government was launching a military offensive on Monday, in some of the eastern cities closer to Russia, there were upwards of 30 pro-Russian militants killed in that fighting, according to the Ukrainian government.
All right, so you already mentioned sanctions, and that's probably really all we have. Why wouldn't we go ahead and impose those now? I mean, aren't there some lawmakers that want to do it? They don't want to wait?
There are, especially on the Republican side in Congress. There's people who don't want to wait, and the event that sort of people, many people in different governments around Europe and the United States are waiting for is the May 25th elections that are scheduled in Ukraine, and there seems to be a difference of opinion among leaders of the various countries about whether we should wait until we see whether Russia and pro-Russian supporters in Ukraine really do disrupt those elections, or whether they go off more or less without a hitch, and then take it from there and decide whether more sanctions are needed against Russia.
Mm-hmm. And you say Putin will be overseeing these elections?
Well, the Russian government has made it known through their foreign minister in the last day or so that they feel it's very these elections won't be fair at any rate, because they're pointing out that, you know, the Ukrainian military is actively on a campaign right now to take back some of these cities in eastern Ukraine. So they said, how can you have a fair election when you're staring down the barrel of a gun?
Yeah.
An argument that both sides are making in this case.
Yeah. All right. I saw the posting by your colleague Ben Wolfgang just a little while ago. Evidently, the big climate change report came down today.
Yes, right. The White House issued it's 800-some page report on climate change, and it paints a very grim picture of the impact that climate change is going to continue to have on the United States. It's about the United States, such as coastal flooding in the Northeast, water shortages in the Southeast, droughts in the West, and other changes. It's the president's effort, his administration's effort to wake people up, and also to motivate the base, the environmentalists on the Democratic side in this election year, that the administration really is trying to do something about climate change.
Yeah, I couldn't help but notice John Podesta was quick to the microphone to tell everyone that Obama could do this on his own. He didn't necessarily need Congress.
Yeah, and he's talking, I think, specifically about the what the Republicans call the war on coal, which is the administration trying to impose new, through the Environmental Protection Agency, new air quality standard rules for any coal-fired and gas-fired power plants. And Podesta maintains that, you know, we can do this, we can impose these environmental regulations, tougher standards, without Congress, and, you know, whether the House Republicans are like it or not, that's tough.
Mm-hmm. President celebrate Cinco de Mayo yesterday, or did he leave that to Joe Biden?
No, he did have an event at the White House as usual, and made a few remarks, and that was a pretty standard thing for the White House to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he didn't wear a sombrero or, you know.
No, this president and most presidents, they try to stay away from silly hats.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw an old clip of John F. Kennedy refusing to put on a cowboy hat on his unfortunately on his last visit to Texas.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't like to get photographed with hats that they know they aren't going to look good on them.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what are you hearing about the reaction to John Boehner's call for a select committee to investigate Benghazi? Any rumblings down there at the White House? I saw that it came up yesterday at the afternoon briefing.
Yeah, you know, the White House reaction from Jay Carney is kind of a standard one when you're talking about Benghazi and these what they consider partisan-inspired investigations, and they say, we have cooperated and we're ready to cooperate with all legitimate oversight from Congress. And, you know, they leave open the door without exactly saying so, that they don't think this is legitimate anymore and it's just a witch hunt. So, I think there's going to be a lot more foot dragging from the White House on this investigation, and a lot more accusations from the White House that it's just an election year political stunt.
Yeah. All right, it's only Tuesday. What's the president got on tap for the rest of the week? Do we know?
You know, I just filed a story for the website, WashingtonTimes.com, that the president will be leaving Washington tomorrow for 3 days of, can you guess what it is, in an even-numbered year?
Let me see. Hang on a second. Doing the most important work of the country, which would be, of course, Democrat fundraising.
You do understand how this game works.
You know, the guy wants...
Can you take a wild guess where he's going?
Wait a minute. Not going out west, is he?
Oh, my God. You win again. Yes, he's going to Southern California, where all good Democrats go to raise money in election years.
Yeah. You know what's so funny about this? Yesterday there was a lot of talk about the president's legacy. Well, there always is on these cable TV shows. You know, what's it going to mean for the president's legacy? His legacy is fundraising. I'm sorry.
it's an interesting dynamic because, you know, with his poll numbers so bad right now, there's a lot of Democratic incumbents who don't want to be seen anywhere near him, but they're sure willing to take his money. And yeah, among the base, among the environmentalists and the tech crowd in California and the Hollywood set, he's still very popular, and they're willing to open up their wallets for his agenda.
Yeah, that really strikes me as being odd, but then again, what do I know? I'm not one of the Hollywood left. All right, well, listen, Dave, enjoy what appears to be a quiet remainder of the day, eh?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, all right, see you later. Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. 1252 at 1260 WRC, it's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.